Okay.
So I'll consult here Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I'll consult here Thursday.
Don't call them grandmas. Susie Schutz and Nancy Barnett both have grandchildren, but they also work full-time at the helm of a business they launched in 2008.
Did I know really what I was getting into? No, but it has been a great challenge, and it's something that I've learned more in the last 5-6 years than probably I learned in the 15 before that. The work makes you active, makes you want to do things, makes you want to learn things. So I think as you grow older, that's something that you should want to do.
Running APIS Business Solutions has been a challenge, but also a big success. Their business is booming, and they've been able to hire 4 employees.
Working 60 hours a week, that's the commitment that it took at the beginning, was to really to get it going, and it's paid off. I can't imagine sitting still. Do I want to be able to have time to do a little more leisure things? Absolutely, but I'm always going to be active.
And Susie and Nancy are not alone. The percentage of U.S. entrepreneurs in the 55 to 60-year-old range has grown from just 14% in 1996 to 23% today. Experts say that for starting a business, people over 50 have invaluable skills, both in terms of technology and management, and also accumulated life experience that helps to make the best decisions. William Zink, who founded the Center for Productive Longevity, based in Colorado, says that seniors' skills should not be going to waste.
They have experience, expertise, seasoned judgment, and proven performance. They have this wealth of talent and capability that can be contributed to economic growth instead of sitting on the sidelines.
William Zink encourages older people to create their own opportunities by launching their own businesses. And with countries around the globe dealing with aging populations, his vision has attracted attention from far afield, including from the European Commission and the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development.
Japan has the oldest population. Percentage of people 60 and older is increasing every year. And Japan, which has traditionally been very unfriendly for entrepreneurship, for new business creation, has over the last year changed substantially so that they are now actively encouraging older people to continue working by creating new businesses. And that's a dramatic shift.
So we're going to leave that Friday.
Golden years that are not about retirement, but about staying in the game. A growing number of American seniors say they wouldn't have it any other way.
Anything else?
I think we're in good shape.
In Denver, I'm Mary McCarthy.
In January, because we'll have a lot to do.